Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Sally O'Cordy, and I have Kara I Can Sketch You, and she is my honored guest today. She has rocked the CDC rally in Atlanta, the videographer of the world, and I'm having fun here, but she looked like she had a great time, and I cannot wait to hear about it, so I'm going to pick her up now. Hi there, Kara, I Can Sketch You. I loved your video with your little boy before you took off. Well, Kara has decided not to speak with me, and I don't blame her. Click. What's going on, Kara? Why can't I hear you? Oh, dear. If you can hear me, do me a favor, hang up and call back in, okay? I'd appreciate that. Thank you. So if she doesn't hang up, she can't hear me. Good, she heard me. Good. So she's going to call back in, but I'm telling you, I've seen the photos, I've seen the video before she split, and all the subsequent videos, however, she had on an app that I don't possess, and I'm not using my own computer, so I couldn't download an app on not my computer. But I know she made a lot of videos. Okay, here she is. Hi there, this is Sally. Is this Kara I Can Sketch You?
This is. Hi, Sally.
Well, you look like you had more fun than a barrel of monkeys, and your son is beyond adorable and active beyond belief.
He is a little active, that he is. And thanks for saying it. He's adorable. That was nice.
Oh, he's so cute. The picture with you and he... All I can say is if you're going to make, like, an album from your trips, I'm going to post it or you post it in the comment area because that looks, first of all, the two of you are adorable together. And that first video, I really don't know how you deal with it, honestly. That hyper level of hyperactivity, you have
Does
to be young to deal with that.
Does he seem hyper to you?
Say it again.
Does he seem hyper to you? Is that how he reads? Is that what?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm assuming this comes as a result of vaccines, but I'll be honest, my son was pretty active too, and, so it may just be the age.
It might be the age, I guess, because I'm around it all the time, that I find it interesting to see how others respond to me. Because I always go back to where we were, and from where we were to where we are today is just, it really is, it's a 180 in a total different direction that we were in before. So when people say, well, hey, you know, you're dealing with vaccine injury with me, and you have a good attitude, they would too if they knew where we came from. Like, it's celebratory.
Well, he looks like a happy kid, I'll tell you that much. Whatever you're doing, you're doing a great job because
thank you.
He looks like a very happy child.
Well, I appreciate you saying so. Mace definitely is vaccine injured, and like on the video, you can see some things that Mace, sometimes his appropriate judgment is not in play. So he might, you know, flip off the camera or maybe lick his eyeballs or purr like a kitty. And he does do that, and he is very sweet. But, you know, it is autism is a brain injury, and with that, things are not peaches and rainbows. And, I guess that brings me to where we are today and why I speak out because of where we started celebrating, you know, the puzzle piece, you know, years ago when – I was first told by my doctor that, can you still hear me?
Yes, I hear you perfectly.
Oh.
I usually don't come through as loud as my guests do since my new telephone for some reason, whatever. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I just thought, man, I think I'm a long talker. Maybe I should stop talking.
No. Please proceed. This is so that you can talk to me, not so I can talk to you.
Oh, well, it's very strange. I always like to hear what other people have to say, what they're interested in. Well, in the case of Mace and why I guess I'm talking with you here today, is because of that puzzle piece type of celebration that I had to be snapped out of in order to break out of the nightmare that we were in. Because walking around pretending that you're celebrating a puzzle piece when you are dealing with real issues that we were dealing with here, and these are things that people are not comfortable talking about, and I'm glad that Robert De Niro has brought this forward so that now we can have these conversations, because I now know that there are millions of us that have been injured by vaccines and have children that are so damaged, like my son Nate. They were basically considered failure to thrive. So, you know, I came from a child that literally was dying before my very eyes to this funny,
really?
Happy little, oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I am not going to be quiet about this, because I was told it was permanent, that I should be glad, you know, it wasn't, you know, X, Y, and Z, you know, all these, this ridiculousness of celebrating a brain injury when my child was not born this way. And it is so absolutely world-rocking to start investigating vaccines. I think the shirt that I really should have made should have said across the top, don't research vaccines. And that's it. I just want to walk around with it. Matter of fact, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll have my son whip me up one real quick, because that really is the gate opener. You want to talk about swallowing a red pill or going down the rabbit hole? Do not research vaccines. I hope everyone hears this well. Because if you do, you're going to start seeing things in a different way that puts you in a different position in your life, one you couldn't have ever dreamed existed. And this is so important. I know it is to me, and there's no way I'm that unique. I'm just like everyone else. And I have found out about these other moms and being desolate and isolated in their house. Why? Because that's what happened to me. And I know I'm not that special. So if it's happened to me, it's happened to someone else. So I went outside of my house, and I went found other moms. And I'm going to encourage every single mom that hears this to do the same exact thing. Formula worked. I was sick of it. My family turned it back to me. My friends turned it back to me. No one wants to deal with it. It's too uncomfortable for them. I was sent to vaccine court. Nobody wants to hear it. They don't care. Makes them uncomfortable. Fine. I decided
right.
to hang
and
around
if your child
who did
had
care.
Cancer, if your child had cancer, everybody would have rallied around you, your family, your friends,
totally.
Right?
No. And see, if my son got in a car accident and I said, I couldn't believe it. I thought he was fine, but 2 hours later I take him back to the ER, and it turns out he did break his arm when he hit the door. And everyone's like, oh, no, at least he got a cool cast. You know, can we help him? And, you know, they'll maybe give him a treat or give him a pat on the back and give him a hug and stuff. I say a few hours after my child got vaccine, he almost died and screamed bloody murder for his life. And had convulsions and over a 105 fever. And you know what they say to me? You're reaching. Really? But I'm reaching? This is the audacity of mocking parents with vaccine
right
injuries.
Right on.
So it is appalling.
The audacity.
So it is appalling.
The audacity.
It is. Because it's outrageous what they've done. There is something within me that my child gave me that I do not believe I could have possibly had before. I'm serious about this. And I want other moms to recognize they have it in them. Whatever they took from your kid went somewhere, because we know science says energy doesn't disappear. It didn't go away. Where did it go? You have part of your child in you, and they're making you stronger than you were before, and you're not going to believe how awesome your life is. You're not going to believe it. Your kid woke you up to a group of people that you should have been with your whole life. And they're going to turn you into the person that you should have been your whole life. And that's mm-hmm. what you're going to celebrate, is the gift your kid gave you, not the stupid, that's a nightmare. Let me tell you how bad autism is. I have to get this out because I want people to hear it. And excuse me, Paul, I hope you're listening in, because I'm still waiting for our coffee date that I invited you in. Yes, I'm speaking to you, Mr. Paul Offit. We would love to sit down and have a chat, because I would tell you the honest truth. As bad as a person as you are, for your life and the fact that you're responsible for murdering children and poisoning them and stealing their life and ruining their family's life, I wouldn't wish autism on you. It is that bad. And you are that bad of a man, and I hope you hear that well. That's how bad it is that you're doing to these people. And I hope everyone hears this. And they look around and go, what's she talking about? Go look up Mr. Paul Offit, because he owns vaccine patents. And every time he advocates for mandating his medicine, which vaccines are, they are medicine, into your child, he makes money, cha-ching. He's laughing all the way to the bank. Why don't we send him a note and say, thanks, Paul. How's your new yacht? How is your stock market portfolio looking? Because all the other autism parents I know, we don't have stock portfolio. We're broke. We're spending everything we have trying to heal our children and have some semblance of a life, because we, you know, you lose jobs. You just can't function like you did before. Everything's more expensive. You know, when my child is hyper allergic, and so if you think I could pop in somewhere and get something to eat, or stop by somewhere and just pick something up at a corner store, that's not going to happen. I have to have real organic food for my child because he's so chemically oversaturated that it would kill him. It just, he can't do it. So when you're looking at that, and then the fact that what was my life before, I used to run this thriving business. Well, we're not doing that anymore because Mace is 24/7. So even though he's done a 180, you guys have seen him. I know he's got a lot of energy. And I know they saw Life University, little Mace, very excited and releasing a little bit of energy around the stage. Sorry about that, guys. It was too loud. Everybody started clapping. And for those parents with autism, look, here's the deal. They're not mean kids, but they can't get that much noise, or they just kind of can't take it. And so, you know, as happy as it was that you know, that Mace looks, and as good a time as we have together, the reality of it is, if you upset someone with autism, you're not exactly sure how they might react in public. So Mace running away from me, I don't know if he's going to run in the street, which he did in Atlanta. He almost got killed, by the way. It was very scary. We had the police there. It was quite upsetting in Atlanta. So that's autism there. And then we had the staff and security trying to talk to Mace at Life University, trying to help him as well. And this is something that we need to talk about. This is also part of the conversation, because children who might have outbursts in public are in fight or flight, and they are not bad children. Just like he's not going to be bad in 10 years if he does it then, and he's not going to be bad if he was 25. But we need to talk about this, because someone might shoot him if he's 15 or if he's 25, and we can't allow this. And the way that we're going to stop it and the way we're going to prevent it is having this conversation, the truth about vaccine injury, what it does to the families, and what we can do to stop and repair the damage. I'm so honored to have Tony Muhammad's ear and be able to listen to his voice. He spoke right to me. I got a wonderful interview with him. And he was so strongly passionate about standing up for our children and advocating for peace and love and intolerant those who try to harm our babies. And right. I thought that was so profound, because this is what it comes down to, is love for our children, not hatred for someone else. My attention, I have no attention paid to anyone in a hateful manner. But I will pay attention to those who want the attention, like the other moms who had their families turn their back. Excuse me, come on the radio, man. I can't look that up right now. Rudy, honey. I'm so sorry, Sally. This happens. We've been over this. And sometimes you can't get but a few minutes. We call it the 10-foot bungee cord. Macy usually stays within about 10 feet of me, and then if he gets farther away, he panics. And so, you know, I'm talking with these other researchers. This is stuff other moms need to know so they don't feel like they're going nuts. I thought I was going nuts. I used to call it an invisible bungee cord, but it was almost like in a negative way. Like I would get overwhelmed because I couldn't walk away ever. Because if I did, you know, he'd Rain Man out. And I'm pretty sure everybody understands when I say Rain Man out what that means. And I'm not going to say it right now because someone's sitting right here. But hang on just a second. Rudy?
Sure.
I'm on the radio. Can you please get me? I'm on the radio, honey. He forgot. See, this happens. He got away. It happens sometimes. So I've totally lost my train of thought. This is also part of having a child with this kind of energy and whatnot. I kind of lost my focus. Where were we, Sally?
You were saying he gets Rain Manned out, and you couldn't explain it because he was in the room.
Right, and other parents need to know that they're not going crazy and that there's ways to help and minimize that so that they can get out of the house. I couldn't leave the house for years. I really couldn't because it was so upsetting and it was so, he was so hypersensitive that you just couldn't risk it because I'm walking around looking like, I mean, this is the truth. This is autism. I'm walking around looking like, excuse me, honey, like an abused wife or something for no reason. I'm not an abused wife. My little one just kind of loses his head. So, you know, I got like, you know, even in that video, I got fat lip. Why? I don't know. You know, maybe something was too loud or too tired or his boil wore off, you know, something of that effect. But other moms need to know the tricks to be able to minimize it because I don't care what it is now. It is so much better than it was before, but now it's manageable. And other parents need to know it can get better because mine's getting better every day. I learn new things. We learn new ways to recover his immune system and help him with his allergies and just kind of minimize some of the injuries because we're always overturning ourselves and our body. How do I know these things? I am one of the most fortunate moms. I really am. I have been so lucky to cross paths with the best researchers, the best doctors, the best scientists, the best parents, the best husband.
I just interviewed Dr. Crawley, who has reversed 4,000 autistic cases. I ran into one of her clients at the Vaxxed in New York City. And she was saying that her child, the light came back into her child's eyes. And I really know what she's talking about because so often these children have very dull eyes. And for the light to return is tremendous, you know?
Yes, I know. It makes my heart, like, kind of swell. I'm losing my voice on that because I get overwhelmed with passion about the lives that she has restored. And people do, I don't know. I've got freedom now. I'm speaking. Sorry, I had to get away. This is autism. This is how difficult it can be. That's why we need to prevent it. We need to prevent it and help those recovering. So, excuse me. But it was so devastating to our life. I wasn't sure if my family was going to survive it. Like, it was that devastating. It was, he never slept. He pooped his pants all the time. He screamed. He hit. He bit. He drove fits on the floor. He, you know, ruined the house. Anything. And people are like, oh, my gosh, what you're describing, it just sounds, you know, like kind of a wild animal. Okay, well, you damaged, my son's brain is so damaged. Let's just say it for what it is. You basically, that's what you did. You reduced him to it. He can't think straight. He's, you know, he can't process verbally what he wanted to get out of him. His coordination's bad. He's falling down. He's having seizures. He's allergic to everything, you know, throwing up or pooping or always in pain, always hitting his head. Oh, my gosh, the head banging. Oh, my gosh. And he would just knock my teeth. He broke my teeth with his head. He just couldn't take it. And as a woman, I want you to think about this as a mom. You have four babies. I've been a mom a long time. I got my sweet little two-year-old. You know, that, you know, we're just trying to relax and, you know, trying to get him settled down for the end of the night. And for seemingly no reason, he just freaks out. And now I'm sitting in my room with broken teeth and a bleeding lip and a screaming baby. And, you know, I got kids down the hall and I'm thinking, this is my life? And there's no one.
Right.
There's no friends. There's no family. I can't stand to have another person live that way because it doesn't have to be that way. And that's
right.
My passion.
Well, you know
to
what
get
I'm
them
saying.
Out of the shadows.
Do you know what I'm saying, Kara? I'm saying vaccination is preventable.
Yes, it is. And we need to share
well,
this
I say
message.
That I say that because they always say vaccine-preventable diseases. And I'm saying the vaccine is the disease, and it's, you know, vaccination is preventable. And that's what I'm saying now because
keep saying
it.
I'll repeat that with you. I like that sentiment.
Well, yeah.
I'll echo that.
Right.
It Vaccination.
Well, if I ever get my video online with all these stars from the movie and all the moms, you're going to see one of the moms. She's highly emotional because this is the first time anyone has ever validated what she knows in her heart has happened, you know? And she's, you know, she's overcome with emotion, I must say. You'll see.
Let me tell you, Sally, I saw Vaxxed on Saturday, this weekend, and Del Bigtree was there, Brian Hooker. He had to leave earlier, but I got to see him and Tony Muhammad with these big, amazing character humans. And we're watching Vaxxed in this room of passionate parents, doctors and researchers, medical professionals, relatives, neighbors, and friends of those affected by vaccines. This movie comes on. You cannot believe what you are seeing. I'm sorry, but when I saw that baby fall down with no coordination after those shots, I thought my heart was going to break in half. It's true, Sally. I walked right there. The movie was there. I looked at Del. I said, are you serious? And he goes, can you believe what they have done? I couldn't even speak. It was so overwhelming that they have known. And this is on purpose.
Right.
The evidence is overwhelming. So I am purposely going to stop it. It's not an accident. I am purposely going to go in a different direction of health and unity and love for our children and for each other because our parents need help. They need to know that they're not alone. This isolation is the worst thing you can do to a human being. It absolutely is. And when you reach out like I did, thank God, you know, I'm really glad in a weird way. I'm not angry at my family. But it is what it is. They know I'm by myself. They know my child has special needs. And I think it's wonderful for people to be able to have a scapegoat. Maybe it's stress relieving for them. I'm not sure. But me living in hell alone, you know, that's not a recipe for success for a human being. Long term, that's not going to work. Something's going to happen, right? Well, what are we doing if I know better now if I don't do something about it? You know, and so I think if we can rally that spirit and all the other moms too and say, what are you going to do about it? I want to ask them that question. Okay, I believe you. Your child was vaccine injured. I believe you. Let's talk about it. And my question would lead right back to you. So what are we going to do? And that's where going forward, this is what we're going to do. We're going to drag everybody out of the closet. Come on out of the shadows. We're going to start healing our kids and put the puzzle pieces away. The puzzle is solved. It's the vaccine. We are dipping our children in the chemical cesspool of 2016, this very moment. Our great-grandparents didn't have autism. There was no autism seen around the world before really 1930s. Who are they kidding? How much history are they erasing?
Kara, what you say is so important because I literally – when I stand at a bus stop two nights a week for 3 hours, I'll do it in the rain, you know? I talk to grandmothers in particular, and I say, you remember a time without vaccines and without autism? And they all agree, and they all say there's something wrong, and none of them call me the next day. They all promise to call me the next day and get active with me, and nobody calls me the next day to get active with. And I can't even freaking believe it.
You know what, Sally? That's why I guess I'm taking
this
tactic.
One woman.
Because
listen to this. One woman has 17 injured grandchildren. 17. They're all on inhalers. They're all got allergies. Her nephew just got accused of shaken baby syndrome. Another kid got leukemia. Another kid diabetes. And she didn't call me. She knows enough to take a flu shot. She's going to outlive her grandchildren, and she didn't call me.
What do you think's going on there? I mean, like, what is happening then? How can you be a grand and have 17 grandbabies and not stand up for them and say, my legacy is dying out? They're erasing my line. That's what they're doing. Does she understand that that is the result of that?
Well, let me tell you about somebody else who you would consider you would totally believe would have called me. This woman heads up the most radical peace group in New York, in the world, the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. They are not the semi-activists. They're the big activists, okay? And I'm speaking to this woman, and I'm telling her the real war right now is all over the world on our children. It's going on behind closed doors, and it's being administered with a pat and a smile by our trusted family physicians. She said, oh, yeah, my husband died from the flu shot. I said, great, so you'll get active with me? And she said, well, I can't prove it. I said, well, was he healthy before the flu shot? She said, yes. I said, and he died thereafter? She said, yes, he died from the flu shot. I said, well, that's proof enough for me. It's not like they're going to give you a sheet that states that your previously healthy husband, who is now dead post-flu shot, died from it. They never will.
So really what you –
she's like, well, you know, I can't prove it, so I'm not going to do anything. And I'm like, wow, you are the most radical group. You are the biggest activist I've ever known. You inspire me. Why can't you see this?
With all is it the apathy? Because that's what it sounds like. It really does. It sounds like fluoride brain. Like you just like you're taking a lot of Prozac. You know there's a problem, but you just, you know, you don't care that much. You know it's not okay, but, you know, and you just that's just being apathetic, right?
I said to her, just because a bomb didn't drop and there's blood everywhere doesn't mean that there isn't a bomb exploding inside of our children.
Right. Did she recognize vaccine injury? Like, does she recognize vaccine injury?
She understands her husband died after the flu shot, you think, right?
Right. Well, I'm just wondering if
she
would be able to.
She remembers a time without vaccines and without autism. She remembers that.
So how is it, do you think, that with this current situation, that could change? If you've got people who clearly, if you get a shot and then you die, that's clearly got to be investigated. I mean, after all you have to do is read the ingredients. And you realize that that's a recognized neurotoxin, which means that's a brain poisoner. And if you die, maybe you should question if the brain poisoning was a contributing factor. That's not far-fetched. That's just logic. You know, just regular old logic kicking in there. But you can't wake up those who don't want to be awoken to the truth,
right, like veterans,
to what's really happened.
Veterans, you would think the veterans would be all over this. And charging into the birthing units to prevent them from getting the hepatitis C vaccine. But
right
instead,
now, Ellie,
what I get from them, what I get from them is, I say, listen, the S1203, you're going to have to get 94 shots if this passes. I spoke to a nurse. She said it's fine. I'm like, oh my God, you're such an activist. You're so anti-war, and I'm telling you that you personally, I mean, I'd like you really to stand up for our infants, but short of that, can you stand up for yourself? Can you stand up for yourself? No, I talked to a nurse. She said it was fine. I don't know. These are activists.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with them.
You know what, Sally? I want to share this because it's so important, and I think it's such a great idea considering the results we've been having, and I want others to think about it because we need to do it different. I hear what you're saying. And I feel your frustration. I do. I hear that song. And my partner that started this Facts on Vax campaign that we're doing, we talked about this very thing and with a lot of other moms. I listened to their stories and knew we had to do something different. You know, major information has always come from the top down. It's disseminated from those who want said what way they want it said. Well, that's where I think the best counter for that is for us to take charge and maybe disseminate information from the ground up and take a whole different approach. And so that's where we come in with this different way to approach this and make ourselves not be so frustrated and actually make ground. Because it's true, humans are stronger in numbers. And so on that note, I have reached out, and with my partner, she's a pediatric chiropractor, and I really respect her a lot. She's very well-resourced, Dr. Nancy Lee, and she and I have come up with this campaign to share information nicely with those and start this conversation. I mean, we can't miss that. This is an excellent opportunity to use Robert De Niro, hashtag the conversation, and bring this right where it needs to be. I want it in the schools. I want it in the school nurse's office. We are, I told Dell, I said, we're going to change this situation one cartoon at a time. And it sounds silly. I don't care. It's effective. When people see a happy, funny image, they want to investigate it. Why? It makes them feel happy. And you know what they're going to be looking at? These cards that we designed. And they've got happy cows and beautiful rainbow trees of life and happy images of silly fish and cute things that people would be attracted to. And you know what's on them? Nice, gentle questions to make yourself investigate the back of the card. Like this little cow one that we have. He's all cute and happy. And at the top, it says, don't be fooled into thinking that herd immunity comes from vaccines. And you're like, what is this? Because it's an adorable card. You turn the back of the card over, and it's got these amazingly well-resourced facts about what herd immunity is and what it is not. And that was absolutely not possible to obtain through taking vaccinations. That's just a fallacy that is so far-fetched, it's laughable once you start researching it. You would start laughing at the funny cow. You get it, how silly that whole thing was. But you're not assaulting someone with the truth, right? They got this sweet, happy image, and then they have to start thinking about it and go, wait a minute, what if herd immunity isn't true? A whole bunch of them. We got cute ones, how do you recognize a vaccine injury? Nice ways to introduce people into the conversation so they are the ones inquiring for more information instead of, you know, the ones who know trying to give it out to those who are too scared to admit they drank the Kool-Aid. It is hard to face that. Listen, I thought I was going to die when I had to face it and this doctor looked right at my face and because I couldn't figure out what's wrong with my son. She has this amazingly detailed heavy metals autism spectrum disorder test run through the Great Plains Laboratory out of Lenexa, Kansas. If anybody wants to know, that's where we got it done because you can't order it in New York State. You're blocked. That's not going to happen. You have to get out of here to go check for it. That's fact. We got these test results back, and she was from Duke University. She looked me right in the face and said, your son has been poisoned. And I thought, oh, the water, right? Must be the water. And I said, I don't understand poison. What do you mean? This is either these levels are crazy. And she said, you're right, they are. And I said, is it the water? And she looked right in my face, and she said, that would be impossible. This is what she said. No hesitation. This would be impossible. And that was my first wake-up call. The fear that went down my body was palpable. I literally felt the color go out of my face, and I thought I was going to die because I had to realize I'm the one that took him to get these vaccines, and he was poisoned and dying. And it's so hard to face that I thought I could never let someone go through that again. I know something in me died. I will never be the same after that. That was the before and after moment of when my life shifted. And so now I've made a promise to myself that I would not allow that to happen to another human being. It was so bad. Again, that might be too much punishment to even put. I don't know. I don't know. I'm reaching, man. It hurt so bad. And that's where I'm like, man, I can't let those moms sit at home. I'm lucky I made it through it. But I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, I got a crazy background. I'm kind of tough. So I was like, well, if it was that hard on me, what about someone who was only 22, you know, who maybe wasn't as street tough as I was, that maybe, you know, her heart's so broken and maybe she just can't pull it together. What is she going to do with that wake-up call? So that's where the fear came into me. If I don't do something, then that's my fault because I didn't even try.
Oh, absolutely.
So
I agree.
So that's it. My life's changed. I care about nothing else. I don't care about shoes. You saw from my video last night, I put it up on YouTube. I just got back from Atlanta. We drove 19 hours up here. I don't care.
My.
People have seen me. Well, it takes a long time. We have to stop a lot because we can't sit still long. So I don't care about fashion. I don't care about appearance. I mean, I try not to look like a dog. But, you know, I mean, seriously, it's not on my radar of importance. I care about our children. I care about our parents. I care about our dads. I care about our grandparents' broken hearts. I care about these infants. I'm serious, who are dead. My heart is so broken. I have so many friends now with dead grandbabies and dead children. I lost two that never even made it to my, just, it's such a sadness that we have to unite together. We're stronger. I know too much now. The science says it. Humans are absolute batteries for each other, and we need positive energy to counter this kind of atrocity that's happening upon our fellow humans. It is happening. It's genocide on us. World War III has started. People are sleeping through it, and we're going to wake them up. And we're going to do it in a way that they want to be woken up. So they will voluntarily start researching, having this conversation and stopping the misery and preventing any more. We can do it. We totally can. We are so strong. I know it's possible. I have found so many people by just not being afraid, just getting so sick of it. That's what it took for me. It was severe. It was so bad that I finally just said, that's enough. I've had it. And here I am. And I cannot believe the fact that I can listen to those who know so much more. And all I do is just regurgitate. I don't know anything. But I do echo their sentiments. And I do follow their protocols and recommendations. And I have my own experience as well as worked and what hasn't. And since I've been pooling together all this information and disseminating it from the ground up, we have moms like me all over the place now. And so that's where I'm like, look what's happening. It was Mace that did it. Because here's the deal. But it's the but for test. But for Mace, would I be this passionate? My answer is no. So the answer is, it is Mace. Because of Mace, this is my life. And I'm grateful to him for it. I believe it saved my husband's life. I believe it saved my other children's life. I mean it. You guys know truth when you hear it. That kid woke me up. We changed our diets. We got off the poison water. We started eating really clean, organic food. We don't eat sugar anymore. We get the trick. It's enough. We are so much better for it. We don't take any medicine. None. I followed Dr. Joseph Mercola in the beginning after my wonderful doctor from Duke University woke me up with that hard information. And I had to figure out what to do when I realized how allergic my son was. And Dr. Joseph Mercola doesn't use any medication. And I read a story about how he woke up to it too and got off the medical care system, not the health care, the medical care system, and started focusing on health care system and really getting people to realize that we are in charge of our own bodies, and our bodies are actually meant to fight disease on their own with their own immune system. It's a fantastic system. And Dr. Nancy Lee has taught me so much already about our nervous system and our body, and she's helped me so much, which in turn has helped my whole family. It just, you see how this is going? It's contagious. You get around the right people, you can't believe the positive changes start happening in your life. So thank you, Mace, so much, and thank you to all those other children. Sorry you had to go through what you did. I really am, but I'm so thankful for the gift you gave your parents, your grandparents, your relatives, and the friends who really stuck around them to try to help you, because they've made our lives better now. They paid a very high price for waking us up, and
Kara,
we owe them it. Yes.
Give a shout-out to the people who did stick around. Give a shout-out to the people who did who did come through for you, because they are, as you say, few and far between. Go ahead. Do it.
I'm going to say right now, I'm so proud of Mace's dad for sticking around. He doesn't get any credit for it, but poor man was blamed for Macy's autism. He was blamed for his bad behavior. He was blamed for all of it from many different people, because my poor husband, you know, he's lived a hard life, and he is what he is. He's a strong, wonderful, respectful, honorable man, and how dare they shame my husband. And he stood up and took that and has been hit by his boy. Fat lips, split open head. And that poor man just takes it and just wants to die. His son is hurting so bad. You know, trying to keep him out of the road when he runs away or when he's pounding his head or oh my gosh, it's I love him so much for putting up with it. And I met dads down in Atlanta who came. I was so proud of them for sticking around. And all those kids in my family, my son Brandon, Jaden, Logan, Danny, his girlfriend, I love her so much, Sam, Logan's friend, his love, I love them so much, because they have been in the trenches with us, they've been through the fits, the screaming, the poop mess, the all of it. And they're here, and they know what happened, and they're not going to be quiet. Nobody's going to fool them to think that anything other than their brother was poisoned, because they know him before. They saw what happened to him. They saw what happened to me. I aged 20 years in about 6 months. My hair literally turned white, literally. I couldn't believe it. I lost like 20 pounds. I couldn't focus. I mean, I'd never slept because I realized I drank the Kool-Aid and nobody gave a dookie about it. And I was like, wait a minute. Now, if I got a car accident, you guys would be like, ooh, can I help you make you dinner? But I say, Macy got poisoned by vaccines and he's not doing well and I need somebody to help me because, you know, I'm really frazzled and stuff. And they're like, whoa. You're really reaching. Oh, we got to go. Okay, so my list is short. That's why I'm like now, since I came out and I really said I'd have enough, I reached out to this community with other autism moms. And so I'd say from last September to now, I just have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of parents that I have found and that we have helped each other, you know, try to just share information, even if it's just a smiley face sometimes. Like, oh, wiping up the floor. Like, if you add comedy to this stuff, your life is so much easier. Like, let's make this stuff funny. Send me a picture of your floor. I'll be laughing. Maybe I'll send you one back, and we'll try to compare whose nest is bigger. I mean, let's get realistic here. We need each other to laugh around because nobody else cares. But we do, and we all love our children. And I don't care if your kid picks his nose in front of my face and screams something weird. I don't care. It doesn't bother me one bit. And it doesn't bother them either. And how relaxing to be around people that are kind of like, yeah, I know. That'll be all right. Give it a second. And they don't get frazzled. They're not reactive to it. And that is what they need, is that feeling of comfortability so they can feel normal again, so they can have hope again, so they can really help their kids. Because they can be recovered. This does not have to be permanent. It doesn't have to be. I'm sorry for those that it is. I'm not saying all cases. But I'm telling you right now, your life doesn't have to be this sad. Some kids are gone. And that's what I'm talking about. And I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. Please don't waste it. If you lost your baby, where'd their spirit go? I want you to ask yourself, where is it? I think it's floating around a tree? You have it. Use it. Don't waste that pain. Make it meaningful. Spread your baby's spirit to others. Save other little kids. You can do it. But I'm serious about this Facts on Vax campaign. We can really do it in a nice way, and we can bring those other parents out of the shadows. That kind of energy is contagious. People by default will not have a choice. If the school staff starts waking up, they cannot, as human beings, enforce the poisoning of children. They are going to be held legally liable, too. They don't realize that, but they are going to, if they're the one enforcing this and a child gets hurt, I hope they reconsider their stance, because nothing says they're not liable. We know Big Pharma that's advocating this medicine being mandated into our children's not responsible. We know the manufacturers, they have no liability. We know the doctors don't have any liability. What about the school superintendent who's mandating your child get it? Have they considered their position at school? Are they free from getting sued? I don't know. I think we should consider this. What about if it's not just a superintendent? What if it's a principal? What if it's a school nurse that told you had to get it? Is she ready to get sued? I wonder if the town mayor who went and advocated this is going to get sued. Who's going to get sued? Like, are people ready for this? What about assault charges? If you mandated it and your child gets hurt, I mean, are people going to be getting arrested for assault and battery? We all need to have these conversations, because when we're talking about injecting unknown substances into children, it's unrealistic to think that there can't be repercussions from that action. So let's have the conversation. Let's shake off the sheepiness and look around us. Our children are sick.
Carol, my friend, we are about to get cut off. I want you to know that we're marching from New York to Atlanta in October, and we're going to stop off in D.C. on the way for Vaccine Injury Awareness Month. So I hope you will be with me, and Mace will be with us, because this is the plan.